Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Tadlis de Ash'ar of Hazrat Maulana Haki Muqtasar Rahmatullah Alayh. The title is Aapka Zikr Rahe Do Jahan Mein. Aapka Martaba Is Jahan Mein Jaise Khurshid Ho Aasman Mein. Aapka martaba is jahan mein jaise khurshid ho aasman mein. Doston ye hai shahr-e-madina jisse islam phaila jahan mein. دوستوں یہ شہر مدینہ جس سے اس نام فیلا جہاں میں. ورنہ سن لے علا ہو زبان پر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کیا اثر ہوگا آہو فغا میں. ورنہ سن لے علا ہو زبان پر کیا اثر ہوگا آہو فغا میں. ورفانہ کا انعام یہ ہے آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں. وَرَفَعْنَا کا انعام یہ ہے آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں. شرط توحید کا مل یہی ہے عشق ہو آپ کا قلب و جان میں. شرط توحید کا مل یہی ہے عشق ہو آپ کا قلب و جان میں. کوئی سمجھے گا کیا غیر ممکن آپ کا رتبہ دونوں جہاں میں. کوئی سمجھے گا کیا غیر ممکن آپ کا رتبہ دونوں جہاں میں. سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو وہ بھلا جائے کس گلستاں میں. سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو وہ بھلا جائے کس گلستاں میں. نام کیسا ہے پیارا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جن کے صدقے میں ایمان ہے جامے. نام کیسا ہے پیارا محمد جن کے صدقے میں ایمان ہے جامے. یہ ہے فیضان نور نبوت جو ہے اس نام سارے جہاں میں. یہ ہے فیضان نور نبوت جو ہے اس نام سارے جہاں میں. کیا کہوں رفعت شان گنبد کچھ نہیں دم ہے اختر زبان میں. کیا کہوں رفعت شان گنبد کچھ نہیں دم ہے اختر زبان میں. آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا. ما بعد, فرینڈز, فرسٹ آف آل, اٹ ڈز ناٹ بیہوف می ٹو سیٹ ان فرنٹ آف یو اینڈ ریئلی ٹرانسلیٹ اے گریٹ پوم لائک دس ان دا پریزز آف نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ان نعت شریف. It is written by an ardent lover of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person who spent his whole life in this field, in trying to make us understand who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, who Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, and unless a wretched soul like me still hasn't even taken the first step or tried to understand. Nevertheless, Hazrat Wala rahmatullahi alayhi, our Dada Shaykh, Arif Billah Rumiya Zamana Tabriz Dora, حضرت شاہ مولانا محمد حکیم اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ حضرت نے اس نعت which is entitled that آپ کا ذکر ہے دو دو جہاں میں, that oh نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, your mention and your pedestal, your position, your status is in both the worlds. آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں. اور نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, just do a literal translation, as we said, really, what can we say about the position, the noble position of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ba'das khuda buzur tu hi kissa mukhtasar. That oh Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what can we say? Suffice to say that after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the highest position is yours. You are second to none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To aapka martaba is jahan mein, that your position in this world, jaise khurshid ho aasma mein, like how the sun is in the skies, that how the night falls and then there's darkness and there's nothing. Now with all the power failures we know, when there's a load shedding, how we feel. And then the sun comes out and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brightens up the day. How the sun brightens up everything. What is the sun? The sun is nothing. O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what your position is. That's just an example of the sun. Otherwise you are far beyond it. Dosto ye hai shahre Madina, jisse Islam phaila hai jahan mein. O friends, take heed. This is the city of Medina Sharif. It's not any ordinary place. It's not another place. One time, as we learned here in this majlis, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us tawfiq of really appreciating this majlis. That one time in the presence of Hazrat Shaykh Mullana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullahi alayh, somebody mentioned some big European or American town. He took the name of some great big city, which is big in our eyes if we put it on our t-shirts and we wear it all over. And he took the name of the city. So the Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi said, wo kis gaon ka naam hai? Which, that is the name of which village? And yet, Medina Sharif, that we don't just say Medina, that also we learn here. That we don't just say Medina, we say Medina Munawwara, we say Medina Sharif. We say, this is the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi said in another couplet, that kya qeemat hai meri, what is my value? Actually, who am I? Nothing. My value is my connection with Medina Sharif. Other than my connection with the king of Medina Sharif, my connection with the king of both the worlds, that is my value. Then how much of his lifestyle will I bring into myself? That is my true value. Not what I have in the bank, or not what I own, not my material assets. My true value is what connection I have with Medina Sharif, the king of Medina Sharif, the king of both the worlds. To dosto, ye hai shahre Medina. This is the city of Medina Sharif. Where Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting. That jannat sar aankho par. We accept that jannat and everybody should aspire, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with it. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us to ask for jannatul firdaus, jannat adn, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for jannat. Sar aankho par, we honor it and we desire it. But at this point in time, Jannat hasn't got Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Medina Sharif has got Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting there. The greatest, that the sand which is touching the Mubarak kafan of the, which is touching the Mubarak body of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that sand is higher and loftier there in status and rank in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than even the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the kursi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Arsh and kursi are creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. the sand which is touching the Mubarak jasad, the Mubarak kafan, the Mubarak body of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who blesses rank and status. And when we will bring the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into ourselves, then what will be our status? What will be our rank? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Yuhbibkumullah. Bring His lifestyle into you, bring His sunnah into you, then you will become beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To become beloved, a person needs qualities. To claim love, anybody can do. I can claim I love this, I love that one, I love that person. But for that person to love me, then I need some special quality in me. That will appeal to that person so I can become beloved. So I can claim with hands and legs and stand up and say that I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I love Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But really the true proof of it will be when I'll bring the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to me, and then I will become beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that is the lifestyle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for everybody. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَيْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Whoever will bring forth any other way of life, any other culture besides the way of life and the culture and the Sharia of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not be accepted from him. Garna ho salli ala zubapar, kya asar hoga aahu foha mein. If a person hasn't got connection with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person doesn't read durood and send salawat upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what effect will there be in his life? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that person is a miserly person, that person is a stingy person, that my name is taken in front of him and he doesn't read salawat and doesn't send salam upon me. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qurban jaye. What is our one life? Millions and billions and trillions of our lives and the lives of our parents and friends and everybody be sacrificed upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What effect will there be in our life, in our yearning, in our crying, without bringing the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into ourselves? وَرَفَعْنَا كَ إِنْعَامْ يَهِ آپکا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں ہے. That's وَرَفَعْنَا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكْ, that we have elevated, we have raised your rank, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The true effect of this is that in both the worlds, your name is taken. As we have learned here, when dawn breaks in the Fiji Islands, right in the east, the first country upon which the sun rises daily, and then minute after minute as it travels towards the west, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taken, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, immediately after that, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Baby is born, we read Adhan in the right ear, Iqama in the left ear, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. We read Kalima Tayyiba, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. With no gap in between, La ilaha illallah, the last word in La ilaha illallah is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first word in the second part of the kalima, Muhammadur Rasulullah, is the name of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the rank and status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shart tawheed kamil yahi hai, ishq ho aapka qalb jaam hai. That it is a condition of true and perfect iman, that true love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be in our hearts and in our lives. That is a condition. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi mi walidihi wa waladihi wa nasi ajma'in. A person's iman cannot be perfect, it cannot be true, until I am not more beloved to him than his parents, than his offspring, and more, until he doesn't have more love for me than any other person in humanity throughout the creation, a person's iman cannot be complete. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in Quran Sharif also, that in kullin kana aba'ukum, I will say that if your parents and your possessions and your material assets, etc., all these things which you have so much love for, if it be more beloved to you than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more beloved to you than Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then sit and wait for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decree to come to pass. So this is a condition of perfect iman, that we should have the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls, in our everything. Koi samjhega kya ghair mumkin. Who can, and it is really impossible to understand aapka rutba dono jahan mein, that O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what your position is, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has elevated you. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalloon, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the malaika, they are continuously sending blessings Allah is continuously in every split moment, every split second, raising the rank of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then who can ever understand what the rank of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is? That on the day of Qiyamah, when each and every Nabi will be saying, Nafsi, Nafsi, then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, I have been created for that, to intercede on behalf of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us in that intercession. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with water from the Hawza Kawthar, from the Mubarak hands of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For that we have to make an effort, and that we will learn yet, that what effort we must make, how we can bring the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with ease and comfort, how it can rub off onto us, how it can come into our lives, how it will be so easy to practice upon sunnah, how sunnah will become second nature of a person, that we will learn. Ya Allah, give me tawfiq of making qadr and appreciating these majalis. Sabz ghumbat be jiski nazar ho, wo bhala jaye kis gulsida mein. That person who has made sabz ghumbat, the green dome of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a building, it's a construction, meaning Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person who has focused his gazes on Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who's made Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life his life, who's made the mission and object of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam his mission and object, then wo bhala jaye kis gulsita mein? Tell me, which garden does he go to? Where will he go to? Where will he find tranquility? He won't find it in sports. He won't find it in business. He won't find it in politics. He'll only find that tranquility in Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that person who has fixed his gaze on the green dome, in other than the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then only that and only that will appeal to him. Nothing else will appeal to him. Naam kaisa pyara hai Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a beautiful, how beloved this name is. That when you take the name, how the lips meet, as if a kiss is going out. O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a beautiful name you have. Jin ki sadqe mein iman hai jame, that through that name and through your effort and through your sacrifices and through your loftiness, today we have iman. Otherwise, where would we have been? What would we have known what is life? What would we have known what is respect, what is adab, what is etiquette? What would we have known how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What would we have known how to love life? O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is through your barakat, through your fadl, through your grace, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it that today we are enjoying, we are sitting in this Mubarak gathering. It is your blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor upon you through that we are today sitting with iman. Ye hai faizan noor nubuwat jo hai Islam sare jahan mein. This is the direct result of noor nubuwat, the light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed through risalat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that today throughout the world, when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his beloved daughter Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, that oh my daughter, do not despair, do not cry, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this word of mine, this mission of mine, reach every corner of the world, in every house which is of baked and unbaked brick, my word will reach there. And who can deny that today? Who can say that anybody doesn't know of Islam, whether he accepts it or not? The word and the mission of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has reached every corner of the world. Kya kahu raf'ate shan-e gumbad, kuch nahi hai dam akhtar subah mein. Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi, in his humility, but really, what pain he's saying this, with what pain and what love, Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi saying that, oh akhtar, taking his own name, what can I say? How can we mention the loftiness of the rank of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Zuba qasire lughat mein dam nahi akhtar. In another couplet, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the tongue is unable. There are no words, there is no sufficient words in the dictionary. We cannot praise you, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We cannot fulfill the right of taking your name. A great poet, Sahabi of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, by praising Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by reading Naat, ma madahtu maqalati bi Muhammad, the words that you and me write now, that I'm not beautifying the character and the status of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by praising him. But by taking Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name, my words are being beautified. So the words and the couplets and the Naat Sharif and all that, in the beauty in it is because of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what can we mention your lofty status? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with understanding. Give us tawfiq of bringing every sunnah into our lives.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd.
Continuing with the kitab of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Alayh, Hayatul Muslimin, chapter on the Masajid. The next section is about looking after the Masajid. Hazrat Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu narrates, there was an African woman who used to sweep the Masjid. One night she passed away. In the morning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was informed of her death. He said, why did you not inform me? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam then accompanied by the Sahaba radiallahu anhu went to her grave and recited takbir there. That is, he made dua for her. In one narration it is said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked her, that is, the dead woman who was buried. This was one of the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What act did you discover to be of great significance? She replied, sweeping the masjid. This hadith indicates the great significance of caring for the masjid. Even the simple task of sweeping the masjid was an act honored greatly by Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The importance and significance of this act of sweeping rendered by the little known and forlorn African lady was such that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam voiced his displeasure at not being informed immediately of her death. Her service of sweeping the masjid was so noble that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam specially went with a group of sahaba to her grave. Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam regard the service of sweeping the masjid most highly. But alas, nowadays people consider this task lowly and below their dignity. In lengthy narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, removing dust particles and waste from the masjid is the mehr of the large-eyed damsels of Jannah. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever removes from the masjid any offensive item, Allah Ta'ala will in return erect for him a palace in Jannah. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam commanded us to build masjids in all neighborhoods, and he ordered us to maintain the masajid clean. The existence of masjids in all neighborhoods facilitates the regular and easy performance of Jama'at Salat by all residing in the neighborhood. In this way, everyone can acquire the maximum benefits of Salat and all other advantages attended to Jama'at Salat. Since masjids are places of sanctity, nothing impure should be taken in. Impure garments and people in a state of impurity should not enter the masajid. Regular cleaning of the masjid also comes within the scope of the command stated in the above mentioned hadith. Hazrat Wasila radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, perfume the masajid on Fridays. This hadith does not mean that the act of perfuming the masjid should be restricted to only Fridays. Friday has been mentioned because more people are present for Jumu'ah Salat. Hence the greater significance of cleaning the masjid on Fridays. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when you see someone trading, buying and selling in the masjid, then say, may Allah not grant you profit in your trade. When you see someone calling out in the masjid for his lost article, then say, may Allah not return your article. In another hadith it is said, the masajid are not made for this. The masajid are not places for mundane activities. Masjids are erected purely for the zikr and ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Hence worldly activities such as buying, selling and making announcements pertaining to worldly affairs are not permissible. The hadith mentions the prohibition of searching for lost articles inside the masjid. By this is meant making an announcement inside the masjid regarding an article lost outside the masjid. The curse ordered by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for such announcements and worldly activities inside the masjid is to serve as a warning. However, if there is a fear of creating a commotion inside the masjid by uttering the curse which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded for such occasions, then utter the curse, that is, may Allah not return your lost article, utter it silently. The sanctity of the masjid does not allow the perpetration of mundane activities in it. In one hadith, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are several acts which are improper in regard to a masjid. The masjid should not be used as a thoroughfare, a shortcut to get to the other side of the masjid, to the other side of the road. Weapons should not be borne inside the masjid. Raw meat should not be taken in. Punishment should not be meted out inside the masjid. And it should not be made a place of trade. All such worldly activities and negatory to the sanctity and respect of the masjid, hence forbidden. The prohibited activities are not restricted to those mentioned in the hadith. Everything which is in conflict with the sanctity and dignity of the masjid is not allowed in the masjid. That is why Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, soon will be such people who will indulge in worldly conversation inside the masajid. Allah Ta'ala cares not for them. This hadith refers to prohibition of worldly talk inside the masjid. It mentions the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such people are deprived of His mercy and instead invite Allah Ta'ala's wrath. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us.